Harry's the name, podcasting's the game. Now, I've been on the podcast circuit for some time now, and let me tell you something. What you're about to hear is not your standard true crime podcast. No, it's much more than that. What you're about to experience is a journey through the underbelly of crime and mystery, truth and cold hard evidence that will shock you to your core, it will chill you to the bone, and it will—
Ooh, what you doing?
Mom, we've been through this! If the red light is on, it means I'm recording.
Oh, sorry, hun, sorry. I thought the green light meant recording. You know, green for go.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. On Friday, April 9th, I discovered a body. A dead one. I found it in the parking lot of this town's notorious crime haven. The midnight snack, crumpled in the shadows, one hand clutching a soiled napkin, crumbs of cherry pie dusting its denim jacket, the sickly sweet filling toppling down at the chin, mixing in with the blood of the oozing wound in the abdomen. It was all laid out there in front of me, and some light bulb clicked on in my brain. Let's set the scene. The midnight snack is your classic food truck setup. Red neon, tin walls with a light box for today's specials. It's parked on an empty parking lot on the outskirts of town. A town that never got a name. A town with secrets and shadows. And this food truck that illuminates the unraveling minds of its citizens. Inside we see Denise. She's clad in her classic green dress and pristine white apron. Her hair spirals in an orange mess, out of the way of utensils and mixers. Behind her on the wall are kitchen knives. Heavy pans and lengthy rolls of film. Items that in any other food truck, in any other parking lot, would seem less ominous than in this town, and with these people. Great. Here's what I knew. Stanley Indexer was killed between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday night. His body was found, by me, in the parking lot where the midnight snack is located. It was announced on the news at 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
This just in. The body of a Caucasian male in his late 30s was found stabbed last night in this town's notorious crime district. The Midnight Snack, an all-night food stand, has been linked to multiple suspicious occurrences. Denise Rogers, owner of the Midnight Snack, was shocked and confused by the horrific scene that greeted her when returning to work this morning. The body has been identified as Stanley Indexer, well-known food critic and guest judge at this year's Blossom to Buffet Festival. He was scheduled to present the Cherry Pie Trophy at this evening's ceremony, which, in questionable taste, will still go ahead at 4 p.m. We encourage anyone with information to come forth to the authorities.
Notorious crime district. The only crime in this town is that I'm still single. As for Denise, the woman could outbake anyone's favorite grandma this side of the state line. And her cherry pies won more prizes than any pageant queen could ever dream of.
Let the slicing and dicing commence for this year's annual Cherry Pie Bake Off. Will Denise Rogers take home the coveted top prize with her sweet cherry filling and flaky pastry base? Or will a modern twist satisfy the cravings of this year's panelists? Tune in this weekend as we unfold the mystery live from the Blossom to Buffet with the main event. After all, there's nothing that can't be solved with a slice of cherry pie.
The first thing that struck me as strange is that they didn't cancel the awards. You'd think after their guest judge is bumped off under suspicious circumstances, they'd be in a frenzy. But everyone continued like nothing happened. All Stepford wife smiles and blissful ignorance. The saying in this town is nothing can be solved over a slice of Denise's pie. So that's where I went first. After all, it was the scene of the crime, and I'll take any excuse to park my troubles on one of the Midnight Snack's vinyl red stools.
Harry, darling, I honestly just can't believe it. Such a brutal crime happened so close to home. I was at the competition most of the day. What have you heard? What have I missed?
Whoa, slow down, Denise. Let's get the pie in the plate, and then we can do the talking.
Of course, darling, of course.
Oh, thanks, Denise. Mmm. Now, before I tell you what I know, I need to know what you know. You know, let's backtrack. Where were you on the night of the murder?
Well, let's see. The competition started around 10 a.m., so I got there about 9:30 to set up.
Was Stanley Indexer there at the time?
He was there when I arrived. The rest of the judges, too.
Had you met Stanley before?
Before the competition? I didn't know him well. He'd come to the cafe once on Thursday, the day before the competition. I remember because he didn't order anything but coffee. Said he wasn't allowed to sample anything in fear of messing with the results. He seemed like a fine young man. It really is a shame.
So you didn't have a formal relationship with him?
A relationship? With me? No, that was with... Oh, I really shouldn't say.
Say what?
Well, never you mind. How's that pie?
Oh, mighty fine, Denise, as always. So, did you notice anyone acting strangely, or perhaps anyone being hostile towards him?
Well... Oh, dadgum, turn that radio off, will you?
But isn't that your voice?
Good morning, Crumpets. The sun is glorious and the smell of fresh bread is wafting through the shutters as we get ready for this morning's first guest baker. I'd like to introduce an exceptionally amateur, 5-time winner of the Blossom to Bavay Cherry Pie Competition. And dear, dear friend, Denise Rogers. Ala, aren't you just a sweet tart? I mean heart. Oh, Denise. Always so humorous. So, we asked you before you came on the show if you'd share your cherry pie recipe with us, but you said it's a secret. It's a bit like Anton and his fried chicken recipe, although, bless him, he can't seem to remember it.
Oh, darling Anton, short-term memory loss, they say. Every time he tries to write that darn recipe down, his mind wanders off on him. It's tragic. But you're right, Isla. It would be such a shame for my family secret to be dug up.
Yes, some secrets should go with you to the grave. Now talk us through what we're making today.
Of course, Isla. We're making the most sinful blood orange cake. I remember when I first used blood orange, it was the sweetest, juiciest citrus my eyes had ever seen. But oh my word, I tell you, Isla, my kitchen looked like a crime scene when I was finished.
Oh, you don't see.
Oh, yes. One of the boys came by the midnight snack and almost passed out at the sight of it. Oh, he had me in stitches. Until he had to get stitches. If you know what I mean.
No.
He fell and hit his head on the edge of the counter and was rushed to the emergency room. The cleaning was a nightmare.
Just like this interview.
Huh?
Never mind. Well, I certainly hope we don't have any trips to the ER in my kitchen. Let's get started, shall we?
Yes, ma'am. What we'll need is your own salt and butter.
It's not like you to be salty, is it?
Huh?
Never mind. And after the butter?
Flour, baking powder, granulated sugar, eggs, and a whole host of blood oranges. That gives us a start. Then we'll do the drizzle at the end. Ready to go?
Okay, the oven is at 180.
You mean 350?
I suppose if you're a star-spangled simpleton.
Huh?
Never mind.
Okay, so we're going to have to start with these oranges. Smell them, honey. Aren't they something else? Now we need to zest them, so grab this here grater, and I'll let you get to that. Now I'll put the rest of the ingredients into these here bowls and give them right all mix round.
Add the zest.
Thanks, honey. Perfect. Now into the cake tin and into the oven for 5 minutes till it spring back at you just a little. It has to be springy to take in the drizzle we put on it later.
Are you looking for a knife that's practically perfect in every way?
A knife that seems to glisten amongst the polished silver in your pantry and cleave to a sense of dignity. Then look no further. Here at Knives of the Round Table, we provide knives fit for royalty. Whether it's hacking today's hunt or simply slicing a strawberry, give us a call and sharpen up your life.
You finished that pie, hon?
What? Yeah, thanks.
You know, even the thought of murder, heavens to Betsy, makes me shiver harder than an armadillo caught in a snowstorm.
Denise mentioned a woman called Betsy, and a gent called Armadillo. Was she giving me a hidden message? What was she trying to say? More investigation was needed. Denise, I've known you for a long time, and I'd like to say we're friends, and I take no pleasure in investigating you, believe me. But I have to be thorough. Let's keep walking through the day. You were at the competition from 9:30 a.m. until when?
Let's see. The competition ended around 5 p.m., but myself and some of the other organizers stayed to pack up.
So, who left at 5?
Gregor escaped around then. He looked in a rush. I saw him head up the hill to the church in a tiz.
Did you see Stanley after that point?
After the fight with Isla? No, I didn't speak to him. I did go... You know, I think I did see him. Unless my memory's going, I saw him walking up past your mom's house.
What's this doohickey thingy do?
Ugh, Mom! It's a mount. You can just... okay, good. Myrtle, can you tell me about yourself?
Oh, let's... where to begin? How far back do you want me to go?
You get the picture. Myrtle Veritas, the eccentric serial divorcee who's always neck deep in the town gossip and just happens to be my mom. Lucky me.
Most people started packing up around 5, and the judges collected the samples to take home with them. Isla stuck around too, like a bad smell. We all went up to the main street around 9 p.m., I'd say.
You saw Stanley walking past Mom's place? When?
Shoo, I can't remember. My memory's almost as bad as Anton's.
Next, please. Ah, hello. Would you like combo meal deal for little children such as yourself?
What? No thanks. Can I ask you a couple questions? It's Anton, right?
What sort of questions? About secret recipe? Because I cannot tell. You cannot ask me. Go, try sabotage another chicken shop. They have greasy bad recipe. You get out or I make special call.
No, it's not about your recipe. I mean, I guess it could be if you want, which obviously don't. Never mind. I was just wondering if you could...
Yeah, Stanley was definitely walking that way after the competition with his samples. Sometime early evening. I had to run up the street to get powdered sugar. I plumb run out and knew I'd need to restock before the next morning rush.
Did you see where he went, or if he talked to anyone?
I didn't see if he talked to anyone, but I talked to Josie.
What's this for?
It's for my podcast, Josie. I'm just kind of introducing everyone in the town. You know, the important ones anyway.
Aw, and I made the cut?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, you're pretty, can you just tell me some basic stuff? Like, when you got here, what you do, if you're interested in anyone. You know, just stuff people would want to know.
Well, there's not much to tell, I guess. I've been here for a while. I run a counseling clinic in town.
I didn't see where he ended up. He was gone by the time I walked back. Although, I did hear a man's voice coming from your house.
A man? Okay, I'll look into that. So you didn't come back to the midnight snack at all on Friday?
No, I went out to run errands and then tootled on home.
Okay, and can you think of anything strange that happened at the time? Anything that seemed out of place?
Well, when I came in the next day, there'd been a break-in. Someone had rifled through all my drawers and taken a few things, some cake tins, a mixer. My favorite knife.
You don't think anyone was trying to frame you, do you? Maybe someone from the competition.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone who'd want to.
Don't worry, Denise. I'm on it. So, that's Denise. She put me onto a man called Armadillo. But as I began analyzing our conversation through the mind of a keen detective, it came to my mind how quickly Denise dismissed her spot on the radio with Isla. Isla, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'd love to. I grew up in a gorgeous little town where I developed my love for cooking and baking at a young age.
And how long have you been here?
Well, I moved in about 5 years ago, just looking for a new way to challenge myself. And it's been exactly that. A challenge. But one I've enjoyed nonetheless. What an adventure.
In case it's hard to tell, Isla hasn't exactly enjoyed her time here. And she's happy to let everyone know that. She's the kind of gal who'd stab you in the back, and I know just the weapon I'd buy for the very task.
Have you ever dreamt of a night in with the girls? Dinner cooked by your loved one as you wash away the cares of the week? No need to dress up, just being accepted for who you are? Here at Old Knob's Tale, that's exactly what we want to do. You don't need to know that a sea cucumber isn't found in the grocery aisle, that buttermilk is meant to be sour, or that mince pies are sweet. We just need you to call us today, and we can help you sharpen up your life.
Now, I've known the people in this town a long time. I'm not sure all of them could turn into killers. My gut was telling me that in order to get to the bottom of this, I needed to go to the top of the food chain. The cherry food chain. Thankfully, I knew just the guy.